Next item was subdivision 2013-9, Louis J. and Antoinette Perry.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion prepared to recommend approval of the subdivision, but in the public hearing, there was a request for a waiver from the county road specifications and a request for a waiver of the buffer requirements. And these are really site plan related requests that we can revisit, but I'm not inclined to approve them at this point. One, the county road ordinance was adopted and introduced specifically for this type of a small subdivision where private driveways were failing, and then we were getting complaints by lot owners down the road that, hey, we've got a problem and we want the state to come in and blacktop and fix the road. And so we adopted a county road specification, which is slightly less expensive to do than the state road specification for these types of applications. Two, the right-of-way easement that was specified in the public hearing was an easement which was included in the lot lines of the lots. And in two of the lots, without the easement, the lots wouldn't be the three-quarter acre. And it seems like it's not if it was a large lot, I don't have a problem with it because it doesn't impact it. But the only reason to include the easement in the lot is to qualify for the three-quarter acre, and that's not the reason for the three-quarter acre limitation on the lot in the ordinance. So in my motion, it doesn't allow that. It asks for a right-of-way with a maintenance agreement and all that. The buffers, likewise, had the applicant propose some alternative to the buffer of trying to include them in the 50-foot right-of-way or working with a neighboring property, which some family member also owns. You know, we could work with them splitting it 10 and 10 or putting it all on the other property line or working with some sort of an accommodation for the buffer. But to just simply say I don't want the buffer in its entirety just doesn't seem right. And again, it's something that we can revisit if they decide to pursue the subdivision during site plan approval, if they were to propose something else and ask for the waiver again, but actually propose something to alleviate the situation. So with those comments, I want to open it up for you guys to tell me what you think.
Well, I'm in support of what Mr. Ross is saying, because I know that many times, you know, as we travel about the county, we see, you know, these small subdivisions where it's nothing but potholes or muddy lanes, and it is problematic. And the same way with the whole concept of the buffers, you know, that was a very deliberate ordinance that was passed concerning that to provide some separation between subdivisions, no matter how small, even though on a smaller scale than this, when perhaps that might be more appropriate when you're talking about, you know, 20, 50 or more lots. But, you know, we have to maintain some sense of consistency in terms of conditions that are imposed on subdivisions. So I concur, Mr. Ross.
I agree with you, Mr. Ross. I didn't like the easement, no agreement. With the easement, because the back two, you're crossing a tax ditch or waterway. So would those two be responsible for bridge repair? I didn't understand that, and I agree with what you said.
I agree with Mr. Ross for the reasons Mr. Johnson, Mr. Burton, and yourself brought out. There was some opposition, I know, to this subdivision. But the opposition, I think, pointed out by a counselor, was of the nature that it did not concern this commission. They were matters of some verbal agreements between one of the parties was deceased, and it just didn't have anything to do. I'm satisfied that the Mr. Perry satisfied 99-9C, but like the other commissioners and yourself, I didn't like the waivers on the road and the buffers. Even lots created for family members at some point may not always be in the family, and who's going to take care of the potholes?
I think it's a responsible long-term solution.
Okay. Then, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2013-9 for Louis J. and Antoinette Perry based on the record and for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision code and that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density, single-family residential development. The proposed subdivision density of 4 lots on 5 acres of land is significantly less than the allowable density. Three, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the applicants have favorably addressed the items set forth in Section 999-9C of the Sussex County Subdivision Code. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Six, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Seven, the applicants have sought a waiver from the buffer requirements, which would eliminate the required buffer along the easterly side of the subdivision. The request as presented is not granted. Eight, the applicant also has requested a waiver from the road specifications. However, no substantial reason was given for this request, and there are circumstances on the site which support adhering to the county road standards, including the fact that the road must cross a tax ditch. As a result, the waiver from the road specifications is not granted. Nine, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 4 lots within the subdivision. B, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District. C, the roadway must be constructed to county specifications. D, the 50-foot right-of-way must be exclusive of all lots and may not take the form of an easement as shown on the preliminary site plan. E, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. F, prior to final site plan approval, the applicant must submit proposed restricted covenants providing for the maintenance of the roadway, stormwater management areas, drainage systems, and buffer areas. The final site plan must also identify how these items shall be maintained and who is responsible for the cost of maintenance. G, this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised preliminary site plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted and noted on it. H, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Committee.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2013-9, Lewis J. and Antoinette Perry, with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.